Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, parent confession time. Happy to share today because I am not in the wrong.
How long have we been doing this segment?
Yeah, well... So we were sitting at my parents' house. As I said, we go there all the time. I had breakfast and dinner with them last Tuesday, and this was at dinner. So we were sitting there, and then one of my kids just pipes up, "Mum, Dad was so late to picking us up yesterday that they sent us to the office and we had to go and wait there."
Oh, no. How long do you have to wait for that to happen?
Well, not that long, apparently, because I was like, "Well, how late were you?" She was like, "Oh, probably around 20 minutes."
Okay.
But I'm like, in the scheme of school, 20 minutes is a long time because a lot of people get there bang on or before because they don't want to be that parent whose kids get sent to the office.
So you're bringing this because you're not in the wrong.
No, I'm not in the wrong.
But your husband is.
I know, but it's more funny because he doesn't like being late because he's often late. So he doesn't like the fact that they pointed out and told me. And he hadn't told me, which is even funnier.
You kept it a secret.
Yes. Naughty, naughty. But I was like, the kids just like dumped him right in it. And it wasn't even like, there was no context to it. They just out of nowhere. Just told me in front of everyone. It was hilarious. But kids do stuff like this all the time.
They dob you in.
All the time, like, "Hey, Mum was eating the last chocolate. I saw it last night." Yes, I probably was.
Not looking forward to those days. Oh. Malachi's quite young and can't talk yet. Brilliant.
Brilliant for now. Yeah. But kids do this all the time. So I want to know, when did your kid dob you in? It could be any situation.
Oh, no. I feel like we're going to get some bad stories here. Maybe
someone's
on Zoom, they're at work, kids come through. "Mum, you weren't sick yesterday."
Well, stuff like that when you're like, "Oh, sorry, we can't come to the party. Old mate here, he's got another thing on." "No, I don't, Mum."
Soccer training. "Soccer's finished."
Yeah, it's not soccer season, Mum. Oh, I remember when I was younger and my parents tried to get me in free to like the Royal Show or something like that.
Was the age?
Yes, because I've always been not tall.
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, you know, she's 4. And I'm like, "No, I'm not.
How old
I'm
were
6.
There was times I'd been there for hours.
Really?
Everyone's gone home. The school's locked up. Like, people knew.
They just left you there.
So, no joke. I remember how old would I have been? Probably about 8 years old, walking home. And it's like K's home.
This is what we should have asked. How late were your parents picking you up at school? How long did they make you wait?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I know. Firstly, I'm just going to read out the text. And then I'm going to ask that question. When did your kids dob you in? Misty texted in, "I told my sister that I'd forgot her birthday gift at home. Then my 8-year-old replied with, 'But Mum, you didn't get her one yet.'"
Oh, I love kids. Belinda, "My son dobbed me in after I scratched the car door on our letterbox. Wasn't planning on telling my husband." Yep, the old scratches. But yeah, how long have you been left at school? Or how long did you leave your kids at school? Or anywhere? Or just school?
Anywhere. Where'd you leave your kid and for how long? Give us
a call.
It's
turned into, have you forgotten about your kids?
Yeah. How late were you picking up your kids? Okay. I want to know.
Honestly, I think my mum, there was one time it was 2 hours. Other times, if it was later than an hour, my sister and I would just start walking home.
Really?
Yeah, because we're like, "Oh, Mum's forgotten."
How long would it take you?
Oh, it would take us well over an hour to walk home.
Oh,
easy.
Wow.
It took a long time. And it was always this catch because the bus would be half an hour. Like you'd finish school and then the bus would come along half an hour afterwards.
Okay.
So if Mum wasn't there within half an hour, it's kind of like, "Oh, do we catch the bus? Do we not?" Oh, and then those times that you decided not to and then Mum doesn't come.
Yep.
Oh, it was pain.
All right, let us know.
Pain.
So what was the question again?
How long did you left school?
How long were you left at school, Kelly? How long were you left at school?
Well, it wasn't actually me, and I am actually dobbing in my husband. He is a teacher, and he just happened to be up at his school. I can't even remember what he was doing, but he had a couple of my kids with him. And he got home, and I was like, "Where's Alyssa, who's my youngest?" And he went, "Oh, no." And he jumped in the car and raced back to his school. He'd actually locked up the school after hours and left her locked in the school.
Where was
no.
she?
And she was about 5 or 6 at the time. So he, like, luckily the school's only around the corner from our house, but I thought he was joking. And then when we got there, she was just sitting in the car park waiting.
Oh no!
How long had it been?
It hadn't been that, like I said, we only live around the corner, so it's probably a maximum of about like 10 or 15 minutes, but it was just more the fact that he completely forgot he even had her with him and came home.
The fact that he locked it in as well is hilarious.
So funny.
Was she okay? Was she crying? Yep. Was she like, meh, who cares?
No, she's actually pretty, she's number 4, so she's pretty resilient, and yeah, she's just whatever, but yeah, literally just sitting in the car park, just looking through the gates, waiting for someone to come pick her up.
She's in prison.
It's so sad and sweet at the same time. Thank you so much, Kelly. Jenny's given us a call. Jenny, how long were you left at school?
Well, it wasn't at school per se, but I was left down at Fremantle Terminal where the ferries come in. And it was till 8 o'clock at night after a school camp. And the principal had to drive me home.
Oh, no!
So what time were they meant to pick you up if you were there till 8 p.m?
5:30.
Oh, no! I love that. The principal waited that long with you before he dropped you home.
Yeah. That's a good school. Yeah. What was the reason? Did they just forget? Or were they?
There was a valid reason. My dad was cutted off by ambulance, so there was a really good reason.
Oh, yeah, at least there was a good reason and they didn't just forget about you, Jenny.
Yeah. You can't hold it against them.
Right.
He was busy.
Thank you so much for your call, Jenny.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.